Bennett backstage with the incredible Hank Azaria, who comes to Peekskill this Friday night.
Hey, it's Hank Azaria calling.
Hello, Hank Azaria calling. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Tell us about this concert you're doing Friday, because not only is it a great concert, but it's also for a great cause, right?
That is correct, Mike. Yeah, I've been doing this Springsteen thing for about a year and a half now. Started as just kind of a way to cheer myself up. Turning 60, I just thought I'd start a Springsteen tribute band. And I did it at my party, my birthday party, as sort of a reverse surprise party for people. And I told folks no gifts, but they donated to my foundation and we raised a bunch of money. And we were like, this is going well and we're pretty good and I really enjoy it. So we've just been kind of on and off the road with it for about a year and a half now. Well, and yeah, we'll be in Peekskill on Friday.
That's terrific. Now, tell us about your foundation.
It's called 4-9 Foundation. I've been donating to mostly education for the last 30, 40 years. I sit on the board here in New York at Dream School, which are these incredible charter schools up in Harlem and South Bronx. We also give to social justice, human rights organizations, a lot of recovery, health and wellness. We sort of give out the foundation deems worthy. But primarily those causes.
All right. So now I read somewhere that you have studied Bruce Springsteen's talking and vocalization style more than any other person that you imitate. So do you have him down pretty much to a science?
Well, I've been talking like Bruce since I was a teenager. A lot of my impressions as a young man came out of hero worship, you know, as a kid. That's how I got started as a mimic. And then singing like Bruce, though, is a whole different thing. And at first, it was just kind of a fun way, you know, just approximating it. But then putting together a real rock and roll band, which I did, and then actually taking singing seriously was required, A, to sound as much like Bruce as possible, B, to protect my vocal cords, because it's not easy making those noises. I can blow out and I won't be good for my day job on The Simpsons.
Now, I assume you're doing all of this with Springsteen's blessing and okay?
Now, yes. At first he didn't know, and I was concerned about that. I wanted to make sure that this wasn't coming across as parody or satire in any way, because I'm known primarily as a comedian. So, but then eventually he heard about it. He saw one of our videos and he actually sent me a really sweet video giving us his blessing. He seemed genuinely tickled by it, actually.
And what do the crowds think? They know it's Hank Azaria up there. They know it's not Bruce. But from the videos I've seen, you come pretty close to replicating his entire band sound.
We are trying to be the best Springsteen tribute band that is possible. So we are trying to recreate the sound of the E Street Band, certainly musically, pretty exactly. And we work really hard to do that. And I have worked vocally to get closer and closer to Bruce. I'm a mimic, so my main joy in life, really, is to try to sound as much like other people as I can. And this is the most elaborate example of that I've ever gone into in my life.
Well, I read in your Wikipedia page, which, by the way, I do Wikipedia searches all the time because I talk to a lot of famous people. You have the most detailed Wikipedia page I've ever seen. It's almost like a minute-by-minute account of your entire life.
It is kind of crazy. I don't know why that is the case, but you're right.
Well, I thought maybe it was your chief of staff, Lauren, that was behind it, because I never heard of anybody that has a chief of staff. How many people are working for you?
Not many at all. Lauren just, she's just so beyond an assistant that calling her that seemed insulting. So we sort of half-kiddingly call her chief of staff because it's more apropos.
Well, one of the things it says about you is that you grew up being able to mimic any voice, famous or not, and that you thought every other kid had the same ability until you realized that's not true.
Yeah, I don't know about any, but many, certainly, right? And I didn't realize, you know, I had nothing to compare it to, so I didn't know till I was like a teenager that not everybody could do that.
You also have, is it 6 Emmys or did I lose count? Because I've never spoken to anybody with 6 Emmys.
6 Emmys is correct.
But it's not all for just the voice work. It's also for acting. So you can do it all.
That is right, Mike. I can do it all. And I tell everyone that. Four are for The Simpsons, so four are from voiceover. And then one was for a TV movie I did with Jack Lemmon a long time ago. Boy, about 30 now. I don't know, 25 years ago, called Tuesdays with Maury. And I won one for Ray Donovan in the last few years.
You're a very humble guy. I would be displaying those like as cufflinks on my shirt.
They're up in my office.
Okay.
And they sit like on a high shelf, like behind me. But sometimes when I'm on a Zoom, and if I'm on like a business call and someone is disagreeing with me, I'll just tilt the camera up and so that they can see the Emmys up above my head. And
just, very, very subtle.
Remind everyone. Yeah.
Well, I have a coworker, Noe. He was the voice of Gargamel in Smurfs.
I was also the actual. They had to put me in makeup for 2 hours every day. It was a real pain in my ass, I'll tell you this.
One more thing. Just give everybody like your 30-second pitch on why they have to go see you at the Paramount Friday night.
I'll pitch you as Bruce. We are the greatest Springsteen tribute band. Dare I say one of the best tribute bands in general that you will ever see. We take great care and love and time to make sure that we sound just like the E Street Band. I also pepper the evening with stories in the idiom, in the iconography of Bruce. Stories about myself or about how Bruce created songs. And I throw in a lot of other voices, too, like Motor Bartender might make an appearance. It's possible. I'm just saying it's possible. And it's a very joyous evening. If you're a Springsteen fan, which I am, I've created this show to really satisfy Springsteen fans who just want to hear this music live in a venue smaller than they'd be able to really see Bruce in anymore. So come see us.
All right. I'll try to make it down there. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Take care.
That's Bennett backstage with Hank Azaria. See him in Peekskill Friday night at the Paramount.